Lansing Police Chief Teresa Szymanski. Chief, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm excellent. How are you?
You're excellent. Holy cow. Bring some of that over here.
Absolutely. It's been a beautiful week and another nice day. How can you complain? Things are going very well.
I hear you. Did you hear about the explosion in that meth lab out in Clinton County?
I did catch a little bit of that on the news as I was driving into work this morning.
Yeah, we had the chief from the sheriff's office there, Wayne Kangas, and he was telling us that this continues to be a problem in his county. Is meth a problem in Eam County, from what you know?
Certainly in the city we have seen a slight increase in some meth cases, and we're very fortunate to have a great partnership with Tri-County Metro Narcotics, and they come in and they help us investigate these cases. So it's definitely a concern. I'm interested in digging deep into it and seeing how much of an increase we've had. But lately you've heard more meth labs than you have, let's say, 6 months ago.
All right, let's talk about something new with the city of Lansing. The Lansing Police Department has added an online crime reporting capability. Tell us about this.
Absolutely, Tony. This is something that the city's been looking at, the PD's been looking at, probably for about the last 4 to 5 years. And finally, we've been able to work it out, and we're pleased to release it to the citizens. It's another tool in our toolbox, and it's another opportunity for us to reach out to our community and give them an alternative way to report crimes. And we're very pleased. We figure about 15% to 18% of our citizens will use the service that we now provide, that you can go and find it on our website at www.lansingpolice.com, and you click on the icon that says online crime reporting. I checked it out yesterday, and I was very impressed. So I think it's going to be a good thing here for our community.
I know you want to stress it's not a substitute for calling 911.
Absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up. That's an excellent point. It is absolutely not a substitute for calling 911. And if a citizen wants to see a Lansing police officer to report a crime, they will see a Lansing police officer. This is just an alternative. It's just if it's more convenient for a citizen to file the report online. And, Tony, we have criteria of what we take online and what we don't take online, and I think that's important to get out there. Certainly, a non-emergency, this is only for non-emergency. So if it's an emergency, please call 911. You must be 17 years of age to use this online crime reporting feature. If there's no known suspects or evidence, so let me give you an example of what that means. Let's say your snowblower is taken out of your front yard, and there's no witnesses, there's no evidence, and there's no suspects. That tool of online crime reporting would be a perfect example of that. And as long as there's no one involved in a firearms or a weapons complaint, again, no firearms or no weapons, and we do not take traffic crash-related accidents online.
Now,
so, go ahead, Tony.
What are the crimes that are eligible to report online?
Yep, absolutely. Larcenies, as I explained about the snowblower, that's an example. Malicious destruction of property where there's a value of under $1,000. An attempt breaking and entering of an unoccupied building, which would include things like your garage, but certainly not your home. Identification thefts, where the victim was not financially harmed or the financial institution has reimbursed the victims for money loss. Frauds or unauthorized credit cards used when the venue of the crime is outside of the city of Lansing. Harassment complaints and lost property. A lot of times people like the lost property example, Tony, would be if a lady loses her purse or a wallet or something gets lost. That's an example of a lost property. So I think that this has got some great features, and we're very excited about it.
Now, when people go online to report these, do they need to leave their name, phone number, and address, or can they do this anonymously?
Nope, they do need to leave their name, phone number, and address. And we process those here at the police department. Our clerical staff will process those. Our goal and objective is to process them and turn them around within 24 hours and provide the citizen with a complaint number. Now, we do recognize that on weekends our clerical staff is reduced, So on weekends, it might take up to 72 hours to get the complaint number back to the citizen, because oftentimes the citizen will need it for insurance purposes.
Chief, how much do you think this will be or this will help you in fighting crime? I guess the more specific question is the social mediums and the internet. How much will that help you in getting at some of these crimes?
No question, Tony. Social media is a part of our future. It's here. It's now. Everyone's using it, and we need to get on board. And any tool that we can provide our citizens that will help them in their fast pace that we all live in these days is a bonus for us.
So people can call, they can email, and they can text.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and they can call 911 Center again, and they will be given a choice. If they choose to go online crime reporting, that's great, but again, it's important to know that if you call for a Lansing police officer, we will come.
All right.
And we will respond to the calls.
Teresa Szymanski is the Chief of Police for the City of Lansing. Chief, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Take care, Tony. Have a good day.